Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Are we there? We shall read it together in a chorus. If you know how to read, Isaiah 7 verse 14, shall we go? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. And the little topic we want to take is, I titled it, Why the Virgin Birth? Why the virgin birth? Why the virgin birth? A lot of Christians supposedly are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. The emphasis is that a Messiah has been born. The Savior of the world has been born in fulfillment of prophecies in the Bible. Now, and everywhere you go, there is the emphasis of how he was born. He was born by the virgin birth. You see, when we do Bible study in Bride Assembly, we try to go a little deeper from the general things we've been hearing over and over and over the years. For instance, we hear everybody quotes John 3 and verse 3 and verse 5, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of the spirit and of water, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And everybody knows you must be born again, you must be born again, you must be born again, you must be born again. But I have not in all my Christian life, though not too long ago, but since 1989, I gave my life to Christ, and I have tried to read, I study a lot, I have not been able to see anybody that explain why we must be born again. You see? Yeah, we copy the Bible, we repeat the Bible, we recite the Bible, you must be born again, you must be born, are you born again? Are you born again? Are you born again? And the truth is, until you know why you must be born again, you will not know. I mean, you will not know, you will not ensure that you are born again. You see? And I have preached that message entitled, Why You Must Be Born Again. That takes us to the doctrine of the serpent seed and what has reduced man to what we are today. The nature has been corrupted. So the new birth is to restore that corrupted nature. Okay? The same thing also. He was born by the Virgin Mary. He came by the virgin birth. But why did he not come through any other means? But he chose to come by the virgin birth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now there is a key there in verse 14 of Isaiah chapter 7, where we read. The key there is the first statement there. He said, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. A sign. The virgin birth was a sign. That is the emphasis. The virgin birth was a sign. Now, what is the meaning of a sign? I tried to look at it in a dictionary. And I picked two meanings there that give us a picture of what we want to look at. The first one says, it's a sign is a gesture or motion of the hand, the head, etc., serving to convey an intimation or to communicate some idea. And the second meaning says, it's a mark or device having some special meaning or import attached to it, or serving to distinguish the thing on which it is put. Can I read it again? The meaning of a sign. When you say, this is a sign. A sign. A sign is a gesture. That is, or a motion with a hand. If I do like this. This is a sign. This is a sign. If you are looking at me, praise the Lord, you know that it's a gesture or a motion of the hand. It can be the head. You know, if it, like this, it also means something. If you just, you know, move your head like that. It's a gesture. It's a sign. Praise the Lord. And it is serving to convey, or it is an intimation, or to communicate some idea. That is what that sign is. Or the second meaning is a mark or a device. A mark. Something you put a mark, like the road marks. Having some special meaning or import attached to it, or serving to distinguish the thing on which it is put. And when we speak about gesture now, which is the sign of the birth, of the virgin birth. A virgin shall conceive. And he said it is a sign. And I want you to quickly note that Pastor Thomas tried to read the preceding verses that preceded this verse 14. And we saw the story of the attack of Israel, when we see the confederation of the Syrians with them of Samaria. They're coming to fight against Israel. And of course, that confederation shall not stand. Praise the Lord. Now, but watch it. In between there, he then said, I will give you a sign. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Now watch it. You now know that that verse was not referring to the Syrians at that time, because the sign did not occur at their time. That after that prophecy, it took 700 years before the virgin conceived. Therefore, that sign was not momentarily for them at that time. It was a sign for the whole world. It was not just for them there, because they never even lived to see that sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why, and we are the ones that have benefited from that sign. So we are the ones that should talk about that sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, the sign of the virgin birth was a gesture. What is a gesture? A gesture or motion of the hand or head. And we see that in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1, where he said, who will believe our report? And to whom is the hand of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, revealed? What is the arm of the Lord? There was a gesture from God. There was a sign from God that offered something. If I hold something in my hand, I close my hand, and I stretch it forth, without me saying take, everybody knows if I do like this, it means take. Am I correct? That is if you are not blind. But if you are blind, no matter how I stretch forth, you will not see it. Therefore, even that sign was not for everybody. Amen. Amen. Because before that sign came forth, some people were blinded. That's why they could not see that sign, that gesture. For God so loved the world that he did what? He stretched forth his hand. He gave. It was a sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it was the offer for redemption of mankind. Not just the redemption of Israel, but for the whole world. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And only those it was meant for that will understand. Because it is given in symbol. It is a sign. Sign, from there we have symbol. From a sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And this will be his identity. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He shall be called a mighty God. And that is the sign. Now, it says that it is a mark or a device having some special meaning. That is the meaning of sign. Having a special meaning. A special meaning there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Christianity or the whole world itself, from immediately man fell in the Garden of Eden. Listen, church. Immediately man fell in the Garden of Eden, God himself ignited the process or the agenda, the program for the restoration of man. This is where a lot of Christians miss it. Immediately, church, listen. This will help you to go and study. Christianity is not about just I give my life to Christ and I become good. It's more than that. Now listen, when I say, when I'm preaching, follow the meaning of what I'm saying. Because there can also be a slip of tongue. But when you get what I mean, then the slip of tongue, you will rightly appropriate it. Listen, the foolish virgins will meet us after the rapture. They too, they will resurrect. And the rapture is about resurrection. The first resurrection is in three phases. Get to my teaching. I balance it up in my teaching on the resurrection. Sorry, I'm not digressing. I just want to give you a picture of how you study the plan for redemption so that you understand this thing called the sign of the virgin birth. So that this is how you must think when you go to study Bible. There are three stages of, there are two resurrections. Resurrection unto life and the resurrection unto condemnation. The first resurrection is in three phases. The first phase was what took place when Jesus Christ came out of the grave in Matthew 27. The graves were open and the dead saints, right from the time of Abel until that time, they resurrected. And they were seen for 40 days around town by people. The Bible says so. Luke gave us that account. Praise the Lord. That was the first. The second one is the translation. The dead in Christ shall rise first, which is what we are waiting for now. And they will be caught up to meet the Lord in the sky. The third one is the foolish virgins that will also pay with their blood. But suddenly we saw them also receiving thrones. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, they are part of those categories. They pay with their blood, so they will come back here and reign with us and Christ for 1,000 years. That is why I say they will be with us in the rapture. Praise the Lord. Now I want you to note this. It's very important, church. You don't just go to church and then you decide to be good. The foolish virgins, we are very good. Very, very good. But why were they foolish? It's because they were just serving God without revelation. Revelation of what? Revelation of a fact that there is a program. There's a program that God is fulfilling. There is an agenda that God is playing out. Right from the Garden of Eden, when man fell, immediately that program was ignited. Hallelujah. And God is not obligated to tell you, I am now in a program. It is by the Spirit of Revelation that we get to know these things. Immediately, right from verse 15 of Genesis chapter 3, he spoke about the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the seed of the serpent. Now, there was a seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Now, we didn't know who the seed of the woman was. We would have thought maybe it is Seth, other children that she gave birth to. Until Galatians chapter 4, Apostle Paul tells us that the seed of the woman was Christ, because Christ is not the seed of any man. She came by a woman, not a man. So, right from the Garden of Eden, God already made provision for Christ. Hallelujah. And everything he was doing was working towards that period when Christ will appear. Amen. Now, just as you travel along the road, if you are going to live here to your village, church, if you are going to travel from here, where are you going? I am going home. Church, there is no from Lagos to your village. It is not a straight road. Is it a straight road? Look, you will. If I want to tell you, amen, praise the Lord. If you bring a map, I said, this is where we are, Lagos. From the map, you can point where your village is. Am I correct? Eh? You can point where your village is in the map. Amen. You can see the village from the map, but to get there, you will need to be schooled properly. Everybody, if I ask you, where is heaven? Where will you say is heaven? Up. Uh-huh. But before you get to that heaven, there are pathways that you will follow before you get there. That's what I want you to note. Yes, God determined that he will save mankind, but under a program, an agenda that he set forth. And the knowledge of that agenda will help you. The foolish virgins did not know that there are things you are supposed to know, because he's the one leading us. Don't just become a Christian and you don't study. Don't just become a Christian and you think it ends in prayer, bind and loose, live a holy life. Don't do that. Don't do this. Yes, there is something in addition to it. The revelation of God's program. And we took time here to preach what we call the divine timetable. That message is a loaded message. The divine timetable. I wish I'm a book writer. I would have amplified it and make it a primary book that every Christian should know. Knowing that lets you know where you are now in God's program. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ is a sign. Which sign? Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said it conveys a special meaning. When you are traveling on a road and there is a T junction, when you jump, there's a T junction. One goes left, one goes right. And you are supposed to go to a particular place. If you go the wrong way, you may never reach there. That is why, so that you will know where to follow, there is a sign. That sign, everyone that reaches a junction, you will watch out for the sign. Unless you already know the road. But if you are a stranger on that road, you will watch out for that sign. That sign will point this way to Nnewi, this way to Akwanga. If you mean to go to Nnewi, you follow that one going to Akwanga. What will happen? You will be lost. Amen. But more importantly, church, listen. The Bible says that we are built, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. He said, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The sign, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The sign that he gave was a sign of a junction of time. In God's program. That's why he called it a sign. A sign of a junction. A junction of God's own program. I am now turning a bend. Amen. And this is a sign. I am about to do something new as regards my program. Oh, glory be to God. Listen. After the fall, God picked a man, Noah. Do you know that Noah was part of God's plan for redemption? He picked him to fulfill his own program. He also, after Noah, that is after Adam, he got Noah. After Noah, he picked Abraham. Between Noah and Abraham, after Noah, it was a different setting altogether until he came to Abraham. And then after Abraham, we now have Moses. All it was moving concerning his plan for redemption. And then after Moses, we have Jesus. And each of them went with a sign. Hallelujah. Noah, rain destroyed the earth. He told him to be saved. He told him to build an ark. Rain was going to destroy the earth. There was an unusual thing God told Noah to do. Something that had not been done before. Because as at the time of Noah, there was no rain. Just wake up, dew cover everywhere, water was coming from the ground, and then everywhere will be watered, no rain. Therefore, and then he's now telling him, build an ark. That ark became the sign. Because it is through that sign that 8 souls were saved that preserve us till now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he came to Abraham, picked him up and established a covenant with him. He still gave him a sign. And that sign was the sign of circumcision. Amen. That sign became a sign of circumcision. An old man of almost 100 years was told to do circumcision. Ha! And it became a sign. A confirmation of the covenant that God had with Abraham and his seed. Every one of them. The evidence that you are a seed of Abraham under the covenant that God had with your father Abraham is that every male child will be circumcised. So each one of them went with a sign. And when it was time also to call Moses, another junction of time for another stage, another program, he called Moses. And when it was time to call Moses, he called him by a sign. Fire was burning a bush, but the bush was not consuming. It was a sign that attracted Moses. He needed that sign to attract Moses. From there, to let Moses know that now I'm going to use you for my next program, because it was about to introduce the law. Moses became a symbol of the next agenda of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And after the law, we saw the helplessness of the law. But the Bible tells us that all that was pointing, was a shadow of something to come. And that was talking about Jesus Christ. He said he will give us a sign. A virgin shall conceive, bear a child, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Why did he have to come by a virgin birth? Why did he have to come by a virgin birth? That's what we're trying to look at. First, he said it is a sign. Now, God was going to do a new creation. Hallelujah. First and foremost, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look at the sign of who Jesus is before the virgin birth. We discover that in Luke chapter 1, amen, verse 37, after the angel told Mary how she would give birth to a child, Mary told her, I don't know a man. I am still a virgin. How will I be pregnant? And the angel said, the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you and you will be pregnant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that child that you bring forth shall be called the Son of the Highest. Shall be called the Son of God. And he added in verse 37, he said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Number one sign of that virgin birth is to demonstrate that God can do all things. A sign is to cause an attraction. And each time God is about to cause an attraction, he will do a miracle. Something that is impossible before human beings, unthought of. So that it will be an attraction. To say, what is happening? What is an attraction? An attraction is a pull for people to come and see what is happening. God is about to turn to another leaf in his program for redemption. And so he will want an attention. That is why he had to do something that has never been known before. That a woman that has never met a man will bring forth a child. That is a sign of the next move of God. He's about to do another move now in his program for redemption of mankind. And he did it by a miracle. That is the first sign we see there. And this child that is coming forth, he is going to be a sacrificial lamb. If he's going to be a sacrificial lamb, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 verse 29. John the Baptist looked at him in his crusade ground and shouted when he saw the sign that God gave him upon him. Whosoever you see the Spirit of God descending upon him like a dove, he said, he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth, of the world. He shouted, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And if he is a lamb, then are lambs born in hospitals? Are lambs born in a palace? Where are lambs born? In a manger. Oh, glory be to God. You see why he was born in a manger? God himself arranged it. Why? Because the birth of Jesus Christ is a sign for something. That's why the Savior of mankind was not coming as a king. He would have been born in the king's palace. But he was coming as a lamb. Therefore, he will be born where goats and sheep are kept. No accommodation anywhere. God made sure. You see, when I say, I am sure Joseph and Mary will not know why everywhere they went was fully booked. Friends could not even take them in their homes. God made sure. Church, he called us to fulfill his own program. We are called according to his purpose. That's why I say, we must be spiritual enough to see that once you know you are in the perfect will of God, anything that happens is leading you to fulfill a purpose in your life. Including the demolition of this place. It's a sign. It's a fulfillment of something. It's moving you to somewhere. Whatever it is, God is not obligated to explain. He will never tell Joseph why his brothers hated him like that. If they don't hate him, they will not push him to his destiny. See, when we sit down and then you are a Christian, somebody was telling me, he said, Daddy, do you know the thing that marvel me most? Despite all that is happening, I see you very calm. I say, I am calm because of revelation. I am just like you. God, nothing happens without around me, evil that God will not show me. But that's why he didn't show me. I am calm because this is the kind of thing God does. And then you will stay like Moses. Saw the Red Sea in front. saw the armies of Pharaoh, they are finished. But he remembered God that told him, go and bring out my people. Where is that God? You don't see him again. You don't see him again. So I am saying this. If I tell you, praise the Lord, that when you are working with God, all you should just be praying is, give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Because it will not, it's not obligated, and you cannot ask him why. Hallelujah. Can I see somebody who believes that you are a true child of God, destined, your name is written in the book of life, you are the reason Jesus said, I went to the cross on Calvary. How many? Put down your hand. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? It is easier to put up your hand than to follow the way that God will lead you through. So adjust your mind now. Adjust your mind. Anything can happen. And he says, all things work together for good. That's all he will answer you. Apostle Paul was the one that summarized that. He said, and we know we there are predestined seed of God, whose names are written in the book of life, because unusual things happen all around us to make it look as if we are serving God in vain. But Apostle Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good. And that's why he said, in every circumstance, he said, give thanks, for that is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A police officer, a senior police officer, called me a few days ago and told me, he said he was praying for us after he came here and saw what happened. He was moved. And he said that the Lord told him to tell me, he's a senior police officer, but he's also a pastor, a prophet. And he said the Lord told him to tell me that it is not the end of Bride Assembly, but that the Bride Assembly is taking a bend. That was the first time I heard it. He said, it is not the end, but it is a bend. And if it is a bend, it means we are in another juncture. Hallelujah. For the of time, for another move. Do you realize that it was on the 5th of December 2005 that we moved into this land? And it was 7 years exactly on the 5th of December 2012 that the building was demolished. Can somebody say something there? My God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. My God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. Is that faith for today? Is mine all the way? And all that I need for tomorrow. My God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. Song of a revelated Christian. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A sign at a juncture of time that he's about to do a new thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he causes the attraction to come. And he begins to do prophetic action to let you know the extent of that sign. That the King of glory, amen, blessed be the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was born among the shepherds in a manger. Ha! Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another reason, another sign, that special meaning of that sign, blessed be the name of the Lord, is that God came by that virgin birth to bypass the curse that was on Adam and all the Adamic race. The life that the seed of life, the seed of life that comes out between a husband and a wife, it comes from the male. And then the incubator is the womb of the woman. But the life comes from the man. That is why it is the man that determines whether it is male or female. Brother, do you understand me? If your wife, they born only woman, now they give her only woman. I hope we know that. Praise the Lord. Okay? So, it should not be the man complaining, why are you always burning, all the children are woman. Woman again? Huh. My mama say, oh. And you see some men, in the course of that, they will still go out and look for another woman outside. That woman will come born woman again. And they will still not understand. You see? And sometimes you don't even know that some of those women, when they want to deal with you, there are men that are holding children that they are not the father of. If you meet these smart women who know that you are looking for man, you see, say that woman you born. The woman know, say, now you they give that one woman. You go look for a boyfriend. Look for one man. Where they born man. Go sleep with him. Come carry, come give you. Say, you see, I don't born man for you. And foolishness. Out of elite. Do you see Oyibo people complaining? Because they are educated. It is illiterate Africans that don't know biology, don't know fertility. You don't know what is X and Y chromosomes. You don't know that one. That it is what you release to the woman that will determine whether it is male or female. Instead of you to go and pray and go scientifically and find out at what stage can I release the chromosome for the male? Praise the Lord. And do it, you'll be disturbing the woman. Sometimes the woman, God will hear her cry and make you give her one boy. It's true. To save her from your evil. And because of that, all the Adamic race, everyone that comes by the instrumentality of a man and a woman, you carry the curse that has reduced us to what we are. We inherited it from our father Adam. And remember the kinsman redeemer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The law for redemption. And I have told you the meaning of redeem. To buy back what was yours, but you lost it. You cannot redeem what was not originally yours. That is the meaning of redeem. I am redeemed. It means I belong to God. Something happened and he lost me to Satan. But the law expects that before I can come back, there is a process. It is a law he gave Israel, and it is that law he was given to speak of the redemption of mankind. One of the law is that one of it condition for you to qualify to redeem anything of yours that was lost is that number one, you must not be in bondage yourself. You must be free. And no man was free. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us carried that curse. So no man was qualified to redeem fellow man from the hand of Satan. Therefore, God had to produce a man that will bypass that curse. That is why he came and by himself created that cell in the womb of that virgin. And why? Well, he said, why must it be a virgin? It has to be a virgin because a woman that has had sex is also already polluted by the process of that same cause. Because remember, it was a sexual sin that reduced us to what we are today. So it is not every kind of woman that he will use. It is not because it is Mary. It is because, hallelujah, she was virgin. She kept herself. She was even supposed to be married. Thank God, it is not at this time. It would have been very difficult for God to find. Praise God. I read in a newspaper last week, one school that decided to do virginity test for their students. SS1 student, he said there are 600, and out of that 600, 300 are girls. And they say if you are a virgin, stay one side. And out of 300 people, I think they got 13 people. 10, Abi? 10, uh-huh. They got 10 that were virgins out of 300 school girls, small school girls in SS1. So that you'll understand when I say if it is at this time, it will have been very difficult. And it is to have some virgins in Israel. That's why God put a law. In Israel, you must remain a virgin before marriage. On the day of your marriage, your wedding night, there is the evidence of virginity. A white cloth that you will sleep with your husband that night. The blood of this virgin in you, they will use it to clean it and they will see blood. If they don't see that blood, they will finish. Stone you. That is why God gave that law. Knowing that he will need a virgin one day. So that some fear can come upon some of them. So that there can be some virgins left. If it is at this time, hey! She was already exposed, so she was exposed to be married. But just before they came together as husband and wife, they were already together. See chastity. No wonder it was Mary that was chosen. Here, the man never know your village, never know your papa. As soon as he say, I love you, finish. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I want you to notice why we hit the women more. Notice, I have said it before, and I'm saying it again. I have been a man, and I am still a man. And we have gone out with women before the fear of God came upon us, upon me, after I gave my life to Christ, and I desisted from that. Listen, any woman that does not allow you, you can never sleep with her. Do you hear me? That is why you see me. Anytime a man sleeps with a woman, the fault is from the woman. You have the ability to say no. And if a woman, no, be if they open before you can enter. And every woman knows where you will hit you before you recover, she's gone. So for somebody to sleep with a woman, the woman can't cry, he sleep with me. You are crying to who? You are a hypocrite, a liar. Now lie, you allowed him to sleep with you. That is why. Say no. When the Bible says, flee fornication, is the woman he's talking to. The woman is talking to. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We, he said, his children that are given to him. He said, who are we? We are for signs and wonders. That is who we are. When God wants to demonstrate something, he will look for one of his children and use them. And sometimes people who are not spiritual, they will think you have committed sin. That's why that thing is happening to you. They thought that Job committed sin. Job did not commit any sin. Hallelujah. How can Mary, who an angel say, you will give forth to a son, a special child, and then everywhere, no accommodation, until where they keep animal, night they find space. And that night, he born for them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To demonstrate just one thing. So by that action, like I said, he bypasses the curse on Adam. So here is a man fulfilling the law of redemption. He himself is free. That's why he said, the prince of this world cometh, but he will find nothing in him. The curse that was on Adam is not in him, because it is not Adam that gave birth to him. Oh, do you see anywhere they say Joseph is his father? Oh, yes. One time they say, they came, the mama or mother was telling him, after the feast, they had all gone. They turned and looked around. He was nowhere. They came back to the temple. They saw him there. And quickly, when they say, where have you been? 12 years old child. And your father and I have been looking for you. Quickly, he corrected it. Don't you know why you're looking for? Don't you know that I shall be about my father's business? That was his own way of correcting it. Who is my father? Stop saying my father. The woman is even speaking against her testimony. She knows that it is not Joseph that pregnanted her. Why are you saying that is the father? Don't you know I must go about my father's business? He corrected her immediately. So Satan cannot accuse him of that cause. Secondly, the law of redemption. You must be willing to redeem. You must be willing. Jesus Christ willingly submitted himself for that. Thirdly, blessed be the name of the Lord. Of course, you must be related by blood to the person you want to redeem. Now, no man related to man, no other man could redeem. And it must take a man to redeem. Oh, yes. You must be a next of kin related by blood. So, it means it is only God himself. Only God himself that can come to redeem man. So, God himself had to build himself a body. Oh, glory be to God. It is a sign. It is a gesture. God himself has to build himself a body. He built himself a body to bypass the curse that was on Adam. That is why he came by the virgin birth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, by that virgin birth, it was a sign that God was stepping into time from eternity. God dwells in a timeless zone. He dwells in eternity. God has no time. God has no age. Hey, yeah. Which kind of God be this? Who do we worship? Have you sat down to meditate on who our God is? He has no beginning. He has no ending. He has no birth date. He has no lineage. He has no father. He has no mother. He is Elohim, self-existent. No ending of this. No beginning of this. And he is the first and the last. And he dwells without time. He does not calculate time. He has no time, no minute, no second. That is it. Hallelujah. And in that estate, that God decided to step into time. To step into time, he has to subject himself to time. time elements, because we have a beginning, therefore we have an end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so he built himself a body. That is why he said, the Lord himself shall give you a sign, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. Ah, his name shall be called who? Emmanuel. What's the meaning of Emmanuel? God with us. Matthew 1:23 says so. God with us. A sign that the God of creation is coming to dwell among men. He created that body. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The body, completely human body, supplied by the woman. The woman is earth. All of us are earth. So the earthly element was supplied by the woman. But the life was the life of God. Hallelujah. The life that was in him was the life of God. The body that was prepared there, blessed be the name of the Lord, so that he can come down. Can we open Hebrews chapter 2? Hebrews chapter 2. Okay, this is the way Apostle Paul put it. Verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So that you understand why Bible says Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. He's the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says so. He is the wisdom of God and the power of God. Let me read that again. Verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So that you understand why Bible says Jesus Christ is the first begotten from the dead. By that, he destroyed the power of death. Hallelujah. He destroyed the power of death that has kept us all this while in captivity. Verse 15. And delivered them, that is you and I, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. You see, why when you cry, God can feel it. Christ feel it. When you are tempted and you fall, Christ knows why you fell. That's why he forgives. That's why he's sitting at the mercy seat now. How did he achieve it? He stepped down to time. Took upon himself not the nature of angels. An angel is not given birth to by, you know, angels don't reproduce. Angels are created. They don't reproduce. There's no male or female one that we meet and reproduce. No. That's why he said, when we get there, we shall be like angels. There is no marriage there in heaven when we get there. Marriage ends here. Now, he could have come as an angel. Now, an angel does not operate in the realm that we operate, because he's a spirit. Hallelujah. We toil to move from here to your home. You cannot, you know, you cannot just go like that, but an angel can appear. He's not disturbed by any object. He's a spirit. Amen. He moves by his thought. Now I want to be at Ngbidi. I think there's a place called Ngbidi. Amen. Now I want to appear at Ngbidi. By thought, he's there. Fear. Ngbidi. While as human being, you are still spending 12 hours on the road. Amen. God did not choose to come as an angel. He chose the lineage of Abraham. That is why his promise, he came of the seed of David, chose the lineage of David. As a human being, he came in that lineage. But the life that was in him came from above. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that he can be our brethren. We can be brethren. Hallelujah. And without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16 says so. He said God was manifested in the flesh. Amen. He said Christ is the image of the invisible God. Colossians 1:15 says so. A sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Of course, Joseph cannot father his creator. No man can father his creator. That's why Joseph is not the father of Jesus. Jesus is his creator. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. And he came like that so that he can also be the perfect sacrifice. Sinless. Why? So that we can have a better covenant. The covenant that was in existence before was a covenant under the blood of animals. And Apostle Paul took time, Hebrews chapter 9, chapter 7, Hebrews chapter 8, Hebrews chapter 9, take time and read the superiority of Christ over the Aaronic covenant, Abrahamic covenant. Hallelujah. He was a high priest, not after the order of Aaron, but Hebrews chapter 6 says he was raised a high priest after the order of who? Melchizedek, a priest that abided forever. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a sign. The virgin birth is a sign of the juncture of time. God telling the whole world, it is time now for grace. It is time for grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what is grace? Listen. Grace is what was demonstrated with Mary. Grace is God, hallelujah, coming inside of you to be Christ-like. To produce Christ. Remember that Romans chapter 8 verse 29, it says we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. Notice what happened about the power of the spoken word. Peter said, we are born again, not with the corruptible seed, but what? But by the incorruptible seed of the word. I have tried to x-ray that statement that Apostle Peter spoke. And I noticed that before you can truly get born again, your Christian faith, the decision you make to give your life to Christ is determined by the word you received. It is that word that you receive that Apostle John is saying that he that is born of God does not commit sin. He said, why? He said, for his seed remained in him, therefore he cannot sin. Which seed? The seed that produced you, that made you to be born again, is a seed of the word. If it is the unadulterated saving grace, the word of God that you received, that broke down your heart, that made you to see the wretchedness of your life, that led you to give your life to Christ, he said that same seed remained in you, therefore you cannot enjoy living a life of sin. But if it is by the will of man, any condition push you to Christ, then you are born again by the corruptible. The word of man is corruptible. Any other situation that push you to Christ can be corrupted. But the seed of the word of God If it is the one that has been planted in your soul, it germinates and brings forth life, Christ-like life. An angel of God came and delivered a word to a virgin womb. Oh, somebody's not understanding me. The angel of God came and spoke, and the word became flesh, and Mary produced Christ. God was using as a sign. Now I have given you the law. It could not keep you. You were dying every time. I have tried everything. Now I am going to save you by the power of the spoken word. That's a sign. Came and spoke. Mary believed. Let it be unto me according to thy word. And the word that was spoken became flesh. Amen. Amen. That is the meaning of grace. That is the meaning of grace. God, the words that he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Now, by his word, and his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. He's going to speak that word, and their hearts were pricked on the day of Pentecost. Those same words. And they begin to ask, men and brethren, what shall we do? That day, 3,000 souls at the word. At the word. At the word. At the word. And the word is not carrying in a book. You don't carry it in a book. Where do you carry it? In your heart. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. If that is the word that transformed you, then you will stay away from sin. You enjoy sin because the word of God is not in you. And it is what is in you that you display. If the word of God is in you, you will produce another Christ. You will become a Christian. Like Mary produced Christ. You will produce Christ anywhere you go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was a sign. The Lord has failed you. Now, Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Put your law away. Put the laws that you could not keep. Put it away. The handwriting of the ordinances that were written against you. Put it away. Come to me. He said, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light and my yoke is easy. Come to me, all ye. Come to me. This is the junction of time. God is taking another move. This time now is in Christ Jesus. For the Bible said, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Christ in you now. The hope of glory. Christ in you now. The hope of glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God was using that as a sign to tell the whole world that it is now time to fulfill all those shadows in the law. For everything, according to Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 2, they are all a shadow of the things to come. That shadow, it was Christ that everything was foreshadowing. That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Before, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Before, you will go to the Father through sacrificial lamb, through the high priest that will now go and make intercessions for you, pleading blood on the mercy seat, entering the Holy of Holies where no man could enter. But now I am the way. Christ was now in another junction. The program has shifted from there now to Christ. That's why in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and verse 2, he said, God, who in sundry times and diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He has in these last days spoken unto us by who? By his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Now, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He said, hear him. No more Moses. Moses told you about me. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, he said, The Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. That prophet, he is the one now. This is Jesus Christ fulfilling it. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why Jesus Christ said, except you believe that I am he, you will all perish. You will all be perish. You are still holding on to Pharisees and Sadducees. You are still going to the synagogue on Saturday, Sabbath. You are still washing this, washing that, killing animal, bringing turtle dove. You are still burning incenses. You are still having a holy of holies. When the veil that separated the presence of God from the sinners, from the congregation, was torn, unknown to them that Jesus Christ was that veil. Oh, somebody must understand this thing. Hallelujah. Church, we are traveling the right way. We are traveling the right way. That's why he says it's a sign to cause attraction to see this man. Who is this man? All the miracles Jesus Christ was performing was for continuation of the sign. After the virgin birth, he was performing miracles, signs, and wonders so that people's attraction will come and hear something. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The glory of God, Shekinah glory, that was in the temple. Ezekiel saw it living. From that mount, through that mount, it left. And there is nowhere that it came back again. Until that day, by the riverside, when Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, that glory that departed came back, because the glory, Shekinah glory, is to dwell in the temple where God has chosen to place his name there. And for now, where did he choose to place his name? He chose a man and placed his name there. For God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, the Shekinah glory that left the temple, and nobody knows where it is again, and God made sure that the ark disappeared. They don't know where it is. They can't find it because it became irrelevant. The ark of God was found in the womb of a virgin. Hallelujah. And brought forth. And the Shekinah glory came upon him. And God announced to the whole world, if you are looking for me, this is my meeting point. That's why I place my name there. The name of the Son is the name of the Father. Because the Father has chosen the Son that in him should all fullness dwell. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, he was the veil that covered the Shekinah glory. Therefore, speaking of the veil of the temple, he fulfilled it. And when that Roman soldier in John chapter 19 picked his sword and tore the side, he didn't know that he was tearing the veil that veiled the glory of God. And soon he shouted, "It is finished," and released the ghost. At that moment, telling her that the temple of God, the veil that veiled the temple, the Shekinah glory, has been torn in the garden, the temple, the veil that separated the Holy of Holies from top down, supernaturally, the angel of God was announcing that the true veil has just been torn and the glory of God has been released. Now we have access. By that release, whosoever believe now, prostitute, anybody now, as that temple was open, the veil torn, and everybody could see where no man had access to see before. That is how we have access now to the throne of grace, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he, the Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Hallelujah. He became the sign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why he was Emmanuel, God dwelling among us for the purpose of redemption. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God coming down in simplicity to confound the wise. And today, he has, beaten the wisdom of this world. The great creator of the heavens and the earth came to this earth and people didn't know. That is who Jesus was. Hey, Jesus. The creator of the whole universe came to this world. He that stepped upon a mountain and the mountain quaked. He that Moses was with him for 40 days and 40 nights. When he came out, the glory of Moses was so much until the children of Israel could not see his face. He that dwelt among the cherubs before the ark of the covenant in the holy of holies that no man could approach his greatness. This mighty God that seated on the heavens, his throne is the heavens and the earth is his footstool. This great God that is everywhere at the same time. The mighty God that he is decided to come to his creature and walked among us, and they were slapping him. They didn't know they were slapping their maker. They were insulting him. They didn't know they were insulting their maker. They rejected him. They didn't know they were rejecting their maker. He walked on the shores of Galilee and his own creature did not understand him. The only people that understood him, they were demons. They were demons that saw him. Have you come to church before our time? They knew who he was. And Jesus said, shut up, so that you will not expose me. Oh, glory be to God. He gave them several signs. Jesus Christ was a sign of the existence of God, of the ability of God to save man. He was the wisdom he used. Several times he demonstrated that he was not an ordinary man, and carnal man could not understand. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He went to the tomb of a man that was dead 3 days gone. The fourth day he went there. And before he went there, he was telling everybody, don't you believe what I tell you, that I am the resurrection and the life. You know what that means? That he's telling you that I am the one that created you. I am the one that gave life to you. Every manufacturer knows how to bring back anything that is defective that he created. He has spare parts to bring it back to life. That's why he said, Philip, have I been so long with you and you still don't know me? You are telling me to show you the Father. Hallelujah. He turned and he looked so that you will know that I have power to give life. Lazarus. Oh, glory be to God. Now, is that a man? No man can do that. Hallelujah. Another time again, they crossed. His disciple took the boat away and he came. He was late and they were gone, but he was crossed to the other side. Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. He said, and God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. And he wanted to just give them a small sign that I am the creator that walked upon the sea. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And suddenly, he stepped on the water and began to move again to do what he has always done. Okay, and you will say, but Peter also said, oh yeah, if you are Christ, oh yeah, let me also walk. He said, okay, walk. But he could only walk at the word of Jesus. And Jesus quickly let him know, say, me and you not be the same. Hallelujah. And suddenly something happened and he began to sink. And he cried so that that same Jesus that cannot be sunk went and brought him out. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is a sign. That is the sign of the virgin birth that causes attraction, that we are now in another juncture, a junction of time, that now salvation is coming only through Jesus Christ, and that when you come to Christ Jesus, you are not coming to a man, you are coming to God himself that has stretched forth his hand to save you. And how can we have such opportunity and let it slip off our hand? You are alive now, you are hearing some things. This is a Christmas period where they talk about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's supposed to be more meaningful than just a period of celebration. Yes, it should be a period where if you're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, you should reflect on what that sign has meant to you. How have you benefited from it? It caused an attraction. Have you come to find out who Jesus is? A sign causes an attraction. A sign gives you a bearing. Have you turned away from your sinful life and then accepted the offer that God has done? Or you just add this to so many other celebrations you have, and it's just a period of merrymaking without a sober reflection on why he came by a virgin birth? May the Lord grant you that understanding in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hallelujah. Can we bow down our heads? Let's just bow down our heads. He came from heaven to earth to show. Say it.
From death to the cross, my debt.
Came to pay my debt.
From the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, wanna lift your name on high.
Wanna lift your name on high.
He came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross,
my
debt to pay.
Want us to take 1 minute and talk to God. Just take a reflection on this sign that God gave to the whole world. Remember that some people's eyes were blinding so that they will not see it. But it pleased God to open your own eye to see that sign. That's what attracted you to come. That's the difference between our religion and other religions. It was through that sign of the virgin birth. What is your relationship with that God? Have you benefited? Have you benefited from that outstretched arm? That's why we will celebrate his birth. The meaning of the birth to us is different from the meaning of those who will go to beer parlor. This period, I'm going to drink beer. I'm going to fornicate, commit adultery, and just crime, all manner of things. It has nothing to do with that sign. That sign there causes attraction. Attract you to God's juncture of time. It's an attraction to a holy life. An attraction. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Talk to God, somebody. Somebody has had a better understanding of the virgin birth. Lord, let me be a partaker of what you want to do in this juncture of time. It is a time for salvation. It's a great day of the Lord. This is the great day referred to in the Bible. It's a great day referred to in the Bible. It's a day of salvation. And it came through that virgin birth, the sign of the virgin birth. Reading in Luke chapter 2 concerning Mary. And so it was from verse 6 that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the Lord and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. We shall be to all people, including us here in Nigeria. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. It was a sign. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Oh, glory. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that had it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of our purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every man that opening the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, they took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. See who he is, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. So he was not for the Jews only, for the Gentiles also. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set, see it, for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That is the sign of the virgin birth. Thank you very much. Can we clap our hands for our God? You that the light has struck you, the Gentiles, it blinded some people. It showed us the way. Can we clap our hands for our God? Hallelujah. If you are hearing me, if you have made up your mind to serve the Lord, you have taken a good decision. You will never regret it. I'm telling you, Jesus is the only way to heaven. Hold on to that decision you have made. Hold seriously onto that decision you have made. You will not regret it at the end of the road. We will go through ups and downs, but all that you go through is to shake you off that faith you have. Hold on to it. At the end of the tunnel, we will have a song to sing when we get there. I'm telling you, no other religion, no other can be compared to what we have found. You turn down Jesus Christ, you are turning down life. You turn down Jesus Christ, you are turning down life. And don't come so far and mess up this faith. Every day, be better today than you were yesterday. Be closer to God today than you were yesterday. Tomorrow you should be better than you were today. every day, the decision we have made is a good decision. I'm telling you, may the Lord see us through in the name of Jesus.